Thanks for listening to the Adam and Dr. Drew Show on Podcast One. Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Get on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you. Right, Drew?
We do. And a couple things I want today.
I'm going to tell you about, thank Drew Carr. By the way, I had an almond, sorry, during the break.
Sorry.
TrueCar.com. Download that app. LifeLock. LifeLock.com. And Dram. TheraWorks. Drew will tell you all about that. TheraWorks,
I
believe.
I will.
And Pluto TV. Drew, just download that bad boy.
So good.
All right. So, yesterday we're talking about things, and we're trying to kind of figure out adults and educated adults and people over 40 and saying things that seemed incongruous.
Right.
And what do they mean? And then what are they saying? And how does it work? Famously, I had one of my wife's friends very animated a few weeks back about Matt Damon should shut his mouth. And I was like, well, all he said was that whatever Al Franken did shouldn't be confused with what Harvey Weinstein was doing. And that seems to be a pretty sober statement to me. I don't care. He should shut up. Wow. I said, all he's doing is really pointing out the obvious. And I actually agree with him. Well, you know what? We got enough problems without you opening your mouth. Now, shut up. You know, like, just shut up. You don't get to weigh in on this. And I'm like, but he's saying, and she's like, he's so stupid. Just shut up. He doesn't know what he's saying. And I'm like, no, I think he knows exactly what he's saying. He's saying the exact same thing everyone is thinking.
Here's what the problem is.
I don't get it.
Their cause will eat itself if they don't have some due process to it and distinguish a Harvey Weinstein from, say, a Chris Hardwick. Now,
Drew, shut up.
Now, listen,
you don't know what you're saying.
Chris was exonerated.
But shut up.
And so thank God for AMC, who looked at this dispassionately. They hired an attorney to look at it very carefully. And lo and behold, Chris had no liability.
Kathy Griffin is not letting him off that easily.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Seriously?
No, she's not. And
That's bad for me, too.
Yes.
Because it needs to be able to distinguish. And now Les Moonves is being investigated.
Yeah.
And, you know, investigate. Fine. But they have no process in it.
Investigate all white guys with Asian wives while you're at it. Because there's something going on.
What do you mean?
They like a certain breed of woman. Oh, yeah.
They don't trust Asian women.
No. Like certain attitude that comes along with the Asian woman. That's my belief.
Okay.
I don't blame them. Don't get me wrong. Do not get me wrong. I'm a fan of those guys. I just say they all need to be investigated.
I see.
Okay. Understand?
Every male with an Asian wife.
Unless you met her in the military. And then I'll give you a pass.
And she was a superior officer?
No. So. She just happened to be in a land that we were fighting in.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay? She's a war bride. I'll give you a pass this time.
All right.
But next time, I'm not going to be so generous.
I understand. But anyway, I think we need to point at organizations like AMC and applaud them for doing the right thing, for stepping up.
Fuck those pussies. No. They shouldn't have fired him in the first place without due process.
I agree with you, but at least they reversed course. And
that's because they got pressure.
The cowards that just automatically, like Netflix cowardly fires people all the time for stuff like that. And that's cowardice. That's not a moral position. It's cowardice.
Yeah. Well, AMC did the same thing. They got some backlash and probably wanted to go.
Whatever, as long as they did the right thing.
No, they didn't do the right thing. They fired his ass without getting all the information, and they went back and revisited it because I think there's going to be a lot of wrongful termination lawsuits going on. There's a guy called the Tennis Matches who said there's a gorilla effect with like Serena Williams or something. They fired his ass, and he's suing ESPN now. He's saying gorilla tactics, not gorilla the animal, and it's a commonly used phrase. And they're going to have some liability because you can't just fire everyone. There's wrongful termination.
Yeah.
You can't just fire everybody willy-nilly, especially when there's been no process. So I think they're covering themselves.
Well, then fine. Okay.
Good, either way.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyway, I was telling you guys yesterday adults who say things, trying to figure out what it means or how it works, and I'm confused by it. I told her, I was talking to my mom.
I want to hear this. I'm dying.
Well, she was like
all day for it.
See, it must be a simple life where you get to just sort of make proclamations that if it was true, then it would work that way. But there's so much nuance and it's not really true and so on and so on. So my mom said, like, oh, you know, what do you think about what's going on there at the border with all the families and we're tearing the kids away? And I said, oh, you know, I don't know. A lot of these countries, there's a lot of corruption. Well, we go over there. We put in the despot. We install the despot dictator. Then these people have to flee for their lives. And when they come to our border, we won't let them in. And I'm like, yeah, but no. I mean, not really. I mean, we interfere in other countries. We attempt to. I don't know how it worked in Vietnam. I don't know how it worked in Korea.
We don't really do it anymore.
We don't really do it anymore. But if what you're saying was true, that we so you guys had a country over there, everything was hunky dory. We then installed a despot leader. He then started hunting his own citizens. You guys fled persecution, and now we won't let you in. Well, if that's exactly how all this goes down, then you're right. Except for, I don't know that 2% of this is true. But you know. You know this is how it works.
Well, that's the other thing that I've noticed.
By the way, do you have any theme where we do good? Or is your theme, we install despot, strongman, leader, and ruin a civilized nation, negative number one. And then negative number two, when you then come in here trying to, because you don't want a burning tire put around you, we take your kids away and don't let you in. That would make us pretty bad. And coming and going. Bad in putting in the despot, bad in the, you can't get in our country. But there seems to be a theme, Mom. And Ed Asner, seems to be us being bad all the time. And I always just kind of say, like, look, I don't know who you're comparing us to, but I don't know what's going on in Africa, but it seems like a lot of corruption. I don't know how much of that is on us. I don't know what we're supposed to do. I feel like there's a lot of bad nations out there. There's some good ones, and we would rank in the upper percentile of those. But I don't know if you're asking for something else that doesn't really exist, like, hey, a perfect nation with no history of slavery or oppression or getting involved with conflicts that were based on this or money or land or might or whatever. What are you looking for? And then where does this exist and who are you comparing us to?
What'd she say?
They never. We could always do more. Says she who pays no taxes. It's like, we have enough. Why can't we give them? You know, it's like, what do you mean we? You don't pay taxes. Like, there's always that, too. It's an interesting mindset. The people don't pay tax and want us to be generous. It seems like you shouldn't get a vote in the generosity department when you don't. There's no. If everyone did what you did, there'd be nothing to be generous with.
Yeah.
We'd have no pot to give them. To pull money out of or resources out of. It's weird. I don't know if it's overcompensation for a life of not contributing. Is that what it is? What do you think it is?
She feels like a victim. She identifies with victims.
Okay.
You know, she can't think in terms of what should be done or how to do it.
Right? I guess it's going to...
It's all people in authority victimizing her.
I guess her and Peter Fonda are going to the grave with that. It's weird when this stuff gets into the 80s, like still angry, still distrustful. Like, I don't know. This nation's given you a pretty good life. You sort of chose not to work, and here you are, one piece. You know, went to the doctor, got insurance, took care of that, came back. You know?
It's weird. It's like
traveled the highways and byways.
Not like, understanding what the infrastructure is that they're using. like where that comes from. Who does it? Who are those people in those white coats working so hard?
They should do more. Yeah. They're rich.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll play the clip in a second. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. So much cyber insecurity out there. Russian hackers infiltrating U.S. power companies and attacking home routers. To the tune of 340 million records exposed on a public server. Hackers from around the world are getting more sophisticated, and they're coming after you. With your personal info and data breaches out there, criminals can open accounts, file tax returns, buy property. Oh, boy. Good luck unringing that bell once they screw up your FICO score. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your identity and your devices that you can't easily see or fix on your own. They are the best. They're LifeLock, right, Drew?
No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transaction at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use the promo code ADAM for an extra 10% off your first year plus a $25 Amazon gift card with the annual enrollment. That is promo code ADAM. Terms apply.
All right, I'll play the little snippet, and Drew can help me try to make sense of it. As I said, I think Obama's smart and educated, but I'm not sure what he's saying. But again, I look at my mom's – sorry, Freudian. I look at my wife's friend is smart and educated as well, but I don't know what she's saying. Mm. She's talking about Matt Damon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I physically can hear what she's saying, but I don't know what her angle is.
What she means, yeah.
Right.
I mean, it shows a poverty of ambition to just want to take more and more and more. Instead of saying, wow, I've got so much, who can I help? How can I give more and more and more?
I just want to keep taking.
That's ambition. That's impact. That's influence. What an amazing gift to be able to help people.
Nothing wrong with that, but not through the government.
The foundations, like I said.
Where was I? I ad-libbed. You get the point. It involves promoting an inclusive capitalism, both within nations and between nations.
Is this it?
And as we pursue, for example, sustainable development goals, we have to get past the charity mindset. We've got to bring more resources to the forgotten pockets of the world through investment and entrepreneurship.
That's good.
Because there is talent everywhere in the world if given an opportunity.
I don't know why not go the part that I asked for. It'd be easier.
We're going to sit here and wait for it.
I think we will. It's only an hour and 40 minutes.
It's been fantastic.
When it comes to the international system of
trade. We're not going the right direction.
Ah, okay.
It's legitimate for poor countries.
Why don't we find the quote that Adam's looking for? What is it exactly he said that you're looking for?
Well, I don't have it written in front of me.
Yes.
But he says, you've taken enough. How about just giving a little.
Cutting a piece off.
Back.
So it's about cutting the piece off.
He's got enough.
He did say that taking and taking and taking it, but giving and giving.
Yeah,
and giving.
That was about right. Yeah. That was about right. And the take is, I know, again, I look at it as earn, not take. The government takes what you earn.
I know. It's weird. He is so, I always loved his speaking, and he's so likable, really.
I completely agree.
And I remember when he was running, before he even ran for president, he was talking on a news program, and I literally grabbed my kids. I go, listen to this guy. This guy's talking away president. Stuff the president should be talking about.
Agree.
So,
but his message is horrible. Of it's okay. But the take drives me nuts. It's earn. But you'll find the part where he says, give something back. And then he starts getting into him. I'll tell you, it's right the part where he's talking about he has more money than he thought. But what do you... You need a vacation. How many vacations can you take? How many?
We decided none. If you're an entrepreneur,
how many things
can
you buy? How many meals can you eat? Or something? That's basically.
How about reinvesting in your business and creating jobs? And
not a lot of that.
Okay.
Talk.
Kana?
What name is that?
Kana?
Kwana.
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 Quanah. I just wanted to say thank you to you guys. I got really sick, and I had some surgery done, and they got me on a bunch of medication. And I just want to say thank you for all of those years of Sober House and Loveline and listening to Adam every day say that chronic pain, that pain medication doesn't help chronic pain, because that's true, and nobody wants to say that, but it's true.
It is absolutely true.
But I just want to say thank you to you guys, because I'm off of everything. I don't take in. I have nothing.
Isn't it crazy how much better you get when you get off the opiates?
It's so amazing. I kept thinking of that model that you had that was like coming off of the Xanax, and that was like my biggest fear, was like letting go of that.
Yep.
It's like everything is better. Like everything is just literally better.
Yeah, it's
so. I just want to say thank you to you guys.
It just destroys your life. It slowly changes who you are. So and people aren't aware of it, and then people in pain think they need more of that medicine when, in fact, they need off of it completely. So congratulations.
Yeah. Some of it is my just sort of internal wiring. I'd heard about Vicodin my whole life. I'd never taken Vicodin. At some point, I took Vicodin, and I was like, I don't feel better. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like the pain is really going away. I don't feel better. Like, I don't think this is good.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like, well, you got to take more so your pain will go away. Like, it just didn't.
Well, you're not an opiate addict. People that get addicted, it does.
No, I get it, but I was like, it doesn't seem. The notion of, like, I have chronic pain feels weird to me. Yeah. I don't know exactly what that means.
What do you have?
I have endometriosis, and I hate to even say that in front of you because I was one of your biggest defenders back in the day. But
defenders.
When the whole community, the endometriosis community, kind of came down on you.
That was bizarre. Here's what happened. A guy called in. He goes, "My girlfriend has horrible pain," and I go, and then he started using all this jargon. He started using abbreviations for interstitial cystitis and for endometriosis. And I go, and I said, look, I go, whoa. I go, has she been sexually abused? Yes. I go, rather than piling on another garbage bag, into the garbage bag, another diagnosis. It's called garbage bag diagnoses, when doctors just throw one into the garbage bag after the other. Mm-hmm. So people end up with three and four, five diagnoses. It's called garbage bag diagnosing. Doesn't mean the diagnosis are garbage bag. It means what the doctor is doing is garbage bagging.
Mm-hmm.
And the diagnoses are fully legitimate, terrible illnesses. Not in this case. Mm-hmm. This case was a sexual abuse. And I said, given that she's not better with all these garbage bag diagnoses, why not have somebody talk to her about sexual abuse and see if maybe that is a route to go down?
Mm.
You said endometriosis is a garbage bag diagnosis.
Uh-huh.
To this day, years of attacks. Years of attacks.
Poor Drew.
Yeah.
He's always attacked.
For nothing.
Drew's
but I appreciate Connor to being a defender.
He's attacked for caring too much.
I know. That's right.
And low self-esteem.
Right. Low self-esteem adds to the problem.
Good kind of low self-esteem.
Yeah. Good kind. I'll remind myself of that every time I think of my low self-esteem. I got the good kind.
You like me? I have low self-esteem. Yeah, you got the wrong kind. You got not a pot to piss in self-esteem. Drew's got let me call my doctor friend and set you up with an appointment kind of self-esteem. That's kind of I can use. What I need, Drew, I need the barn-raising kind of self-esteem.
That's right.
Not the, I'm going to sit over here and eat the food that was prepared for you guys at lunch.
I need to jump in
with the barn.
Got to get you a good barn.
That's right.
Hey, TheraWorks Relief, everybody. If you're one of the millions of suffering from muscle cramps in your legs and feet, particularly at night or maybe after you try to exercise, Relief is now here for you. You can have a good night's sleep. You can improve your health with exercise because TheraWorks Relief is here. It's a topical foam clinically proven to relieve muscle cramps fast. And with daily use, TheraWorks Relief even prevents them before they come on. Don't need a prescription, so there's no medication involved. Just takes minutes to apply. It's absorbed quickly, available over the counter. You can get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens pharmacies or at TheraWorksRelief.com. That is TheraWorksRelief.com. And go ahead and talk to your pharmacist about it. You'll see they're as enthusiastic as I am because no medication. And that's the first time I could do that. I can help people sleep through the night. I can help them exercise without undue misery with TheraWorks Relief and no medication. And for people that don't have insurance or access, it's easy. It's over the counter. It's available. And experience muscle relief for muscle cramps for yourself with TheraWorks Relief. Yeah, that was a miserable experience with the endometriosis thing and unnecessary. And then they went, oh, you've got to interview this one doctor that does these microsurgeries for women. And I interviewed him. And it was great. It was good. To talk about the microsurgical interventions for endometriosis. No. You need to interview him. I did. I did an hour with him.
All right. Dylan, you got that clip? Is that true? We'll see if we can finally get this one
behind us.
Well, it's 48 minutes.
I don't have half as much as most of these folks, or a tenth or a hundredth. There's only so much you can eat. There's only so big a house you can have. There's only so many nice trips you can take. I mean, it's enough. You don't have to take a vow of poverty just to say, well, let me help out a few of the other folks. Let me look at that child out there who doesn't have enough to eat or needs some school fees. Let me help him out. I'll pay a little more in taxes. It's okay.
Oh, man, that's a misconception.
I can afford it.
Yes, I can afford it. A little more in taxes. Drew, where are you at? 50%?
Oh, I've been there for a long time.
All right, so
I usually, but
Drew, but what about the schools?
I think of it as 60% because that's really about the way it goes.
Can't you just pay a little bit more and get that school fixed up?
Right,
get that kid an education.
That'll take care of everything.
Just pay a little more.
I go to 80%.
I don't know. Do you want to give the biggest fuck ups in the world more money? That's my whole thing. It's like you guys are. We're not taking, we're earning, you're taking, and then you're squandering. You have a school system that you claim doesn't work. Well, we're sitting at 50%, so what's the plan? Drew,
yeah.
If one of your kids started a business, let's say your daughter wants to start a blowout bar,
yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Well, she just blew guys all day. Or is it different?
It's different, but okay. Let's say that's her business, all right.
Oh. I seem way too enthusiastic about the one that was opening by my house. I got to clear that up with Lynette, pumping the fist, going, hell yeah.
She thought it was weird that she liked it too, huh?
She said, they're going to open a blowout bar in Foothill. I was like, yeah!
Seemed weird that she was excited also, right?
It opens Monday. I'm camping out Sunday night. No, don't bring the kids. What are you talking about? No. All right. Here's what I'm saying. Drew.
Yeah.
Let's just say your daughter opens a blowout bar, right?
Mm.
And it's not doing very well. And it hasn't been doing very well. And it's not been doing very for a long period of time. And you've been bankrolling it.
Yeah.
And she said to you, hey, this blowout bar is not really working. But if you just give a little more so we could make it work, your answer, I think, would be, as an investor, all you've been doing is losing money.
Well, you'd go, show me the plan, how that's going to make a difference.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I will
exactly.
be very happy to give another couple of ducats, but I need to know what's going on. Because what's going on now doesn't seem to be working.
Right. And the probability of me believing that plan will be low.
Well, because you'll never be presented with a plan that's coherent.
Even if it was, why should I believe the history isn't going to be the future? You know what I mean?
It's just right. So when Obama's talking about just a little something. You're already rich. Just come on. How about a little more? Just a little something. So these kids can get educated and have something to eat. Also, do you think you're helping those kids by just telling, hey, come on, man. A little more. It's weird, right?
Yeah.
But do you think he thinks economics works the way he's describing?
Yes.
He does.
Yeah.
So the problem is we got to get a little more into the for more housing projects, or what do we need more?
More money. More redistribution. Real redistribution. Real, like, get everyone kind of on a the level playing field would be everyone's kind of the same.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. See, my feeling is lower the taxes a little, get everyone motivated, and get out there working a little more.
It's kind of what's happening now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tend to think that's a sounder plan.
Historically, one has worked and one has not. Repeatedly.
Why I'm confused.
Yeah. They're just not doing it right in Venezuela. They're just not doing it right in Russia.
They're
just not doing it right in Sweden. They're just not doing it right in fill in the blank historical moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
I have no...
Well, they're going to do it right.
Okay. All right. I hope they do it right. All right. Let's see. Justin, 40 in Orange County over here. Let's see. Oops. Wrong. I hit the wrong line. There we go. Justin.
Yes. Hello. How's it going, guys?
What's up?
Orange County. What's going on?
I just want to ask Dr. Drew a question, actually, because I had, like, a lot of stuff that went on when I was a teenager, and it seems to be affecting my life now, and I'm just wondering if I should seek therapy for it or what I should do about it.
Why wouldn't you go see somebody?
I don't know. It feels like weakness, I guess, or
in what?
admitting that I can't deal with it on my own.
So having trauma is something that you imagine your brain just heals from magically?
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds dumb.
Yeah, listen, you know, hey, Justin, get some therapy just like you'd go to the gym or something, you know, just or take a multivitamin or something. Like just
he's got a little more than that.
Well, you got more than that, but I'm just saying, like, just do it. It's good. It'll be good.
Yeah. If you had appendicitis, you'd just go, I got to get over this on my own. I got to get through it. It'll go away. Your brain's no different.
No.
It's your brain. Your brain's an organ. Your brain has biologies, and the biologies need treatments. And you take the treatments, they get better. It's pretty
all
simple.
Right. Let me tell you something that'll make me feel better. TrueCar.
Oh, yeah.
Tips you might not know. I like to inflate those tires, get the junk out of the trunk, get a little better mileage. Key fob under the chin increases its range. Here's another tip you might not know. TrueCar also helps people get used cars with a certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars. Enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience. Whether you're buying new or you're buying used, you always go TrueCar and see what other people pay for the exact same car, apples to apples. You know what you're getting is a good deal before buying. Enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. Again, when you're ready to buy new or you're ready to buy used, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. It is TrueCar. So I think Obama just bought an $8.1 million house with like 7 bathrooms or something. And just so the haters understand, good for him, and I got no problems with it. And signed a Netflix deal, got a book deal for $60 million, stuff like that. It's all completely good, and I applaud all of it. But you have to be quiet a little bit about how much do you need, because nobody needs an $8 million house.
Isn't that Nancy Pelosi too? Doesn't she have?
Nobody needs a 7 bathrooms.
Yeah.
You could get by with 2 or 1 or none. You know, you don't need it. So what I'm saying is like, or Nancy Pelosi or Al Gore, whatever it is, I don't mind the part where you have stuff and you've amassed some wealth and you've worked hard and you've saved your nickels and dimes. It's all fine. Just spare me the lecture on giving more or what do I need. At a certain point, you don't need to go on another vacation or you don't need – well. No one needs anything. It's a weird thing. I grew up that way. My mom would go like, well, who needs 3 cars? Like, nobody needs 1 car. You don't need, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We choose. It's a residue of success. I like cars or you like vacations or you get to do things because you work so hard that you can indulge yourself.
Of liberty and freedom that we're supposed to be so interested in.
Or maybe your dad's just rich and you don't have to work. It just is. But stop saying who needs. It's a bizarre argument.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I'm wondering if Obama's talking about, you know, sort of the billion, you know, the multi-millionaire billionaires and looking at them sort of enviously. Like, got to bring them down. Like, why do they need 3 boats? Why does Bessie DeVos have 3 yachts? It's like, you know what I mean? I'm wondering if he's just fixated on that class.
As long as
I care less about those people. Why do we even think about those people?
As long as
so
people,
few of them.
As long as people, and also look, if you couch this as, you know, corporations that are corrupt or something, I get it. But don't say like how many vacations. I'm not talking about a corporation.
Yeah.
How many meals do you have to eat out? You're not talking about Nike. You're talking about me. I'm talking about just people that have money, work hard. or who don't work hard and have money. Either way, it's neither here nor there. I'm not really that interested in if you're the heir to the Frito-Lay potato chip family or you started your own business at age 13 and now a billionaire. You're just a billionaire.
Let me tell you about something you don't need to be a millionaire, billionaire. Mm. You can do this for free. Mm. Pluto TV. That's why we live in a great time. This would have... I don't understand how they do this. It's the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You never need to sign up or watch free. I downloaded the app. I immediately was watching hundreds of channels. It's unbelievable. It's too good to be true. But it is. It's the easy, completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. Never pay for TV again just by downloading Pluto TV. Why would you wait? I heard about it, so I thought, well, sounds good. I've got to see this. Check it out. And it was, Adam, I can't tell you how great it is. It's for free. It's all of your favorite device from all – it's you can download it free on all of your favorite devices, your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, anywhere else you stream. And it is sensational. Pluto TV.
All right. You can check out Drew and me up on stage at the Pasadena Ice House, August 29th. And then there's September 13th, the beautiful Seattle Moore Theater. Adam Ray is going to be up there. We love him. We got Anaheim Grove, November 30th, and live shows everywhere. Go to adamcarolla.com and go to Chassis and check that out. Drew, what do you got?
Go to drdrew.com. Check out the family of pods. I got the Alzheimer's conversation on the Dr. Drew podcast. Check out the opium series at drdrew.com and sign up for the contact list, and you can send in your questions.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This is Carolla Digital.
Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies, on demand. Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally when you hear on demand, you go, how much? No, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free. And do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever. And check out Chassis, Chassy, our channel, available now on Pluto TV.